As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is shining and rising over Missouri. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Welcome to our Thursday, October the 29th, 2009, two-hour live broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you here Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and once again, we got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions. We're going to be visiting once again with independent researcher Vicki Davis as we continue tracking this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're going to want to sit down, get your notepad out, folks. We're going to take some notes today, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where we get into a lot of these philosophically radical concepts. Today's not going to be an exception, but freedom remains popular in America, and that's hopefully going to be the way it stays. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, those numbers are listed on the oraclebroadcasting.com website right on the homepage. And your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out once again this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM in Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. And of course, your calls are welcome. The gold bulls strive again to keep gold above the $1,030 level. Now, silver remains below 17, stocks trade lower, crude oil is up, and the dollar's down. Well, all that's going to be in the market report this morning. Three Worlds, the TELUS Institute, Vision of Global Interdependence with our guest Vicki Davis. We're going to discuss this, and you're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Today is Thursday, October the 29th. This is would have been Black Friday if it had fallen on a Friday, but it wasn't. But long ago, the stock market crashed today. It's not doing all that well today. But let's look at that market report. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $10.40 at $1,038.10 an ounce. Off of, yes, above yesterday's very high, very low closing. Silver moved up 34 cents, still yet, however, under the $17 mark, trading at $16.47 an ounce. Platinum up $8 at $1,323 an ounce. Palladium up $6 at $320. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a $10 spread, $1,029.90 for a low, $1,039.30 for a high, but at $1,038.10, your gold is up $294.20 year to year for a 39.55% return on your investment in gold. The London Gold Fix in London, the boys set the gold price at 1034. You can see we're trading a little bit above that now. Yesterday, the Dow Jones was off 120 at 9,763. The NASDAQ was off 56 at 2,060. And the S&P was trading 21 lower at 1,043. The crude oil this morning up $1.09 at 78.55, and the U.S. dollar index loses 10 points at 76.37. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. We're going to be visiting again once again today with Vicki Davis. We're going to go through some study of some more material that she's found, Three Worlds from the TELUS Institute. You're not going to want to miss this. Let's go back and finish out that market report for Thursday, October the 29th again, 2009, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we find gold trading up $10.40 at $1,038.10 an ounce, silver up 34 cents, trading at $16.47. Dropping down, we find the crude oil up $1.09 at $78.55, and that U.S. dollar index, the Intercontinental Exchange, the USDX, off 10 basis points at 76.37, which, of course, rolls over into an increase across the board in the foreign exchange rates this morning. The Canadian dollar is up 80 basis points at 93 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 96 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 59 at $1.48. The British pound up 57 at 1.65. The Swiss franc up 56 at 98 cents U.S. In the bond market, not too much to going on there. The yield on the 2-year is still below 1% again at 0.98%. The 10-year is at 3.47. The 30 is running at 4.31. In the mortgage market, we see a little bit of a decline, if you will, in the 15-year mortgage at 4.62, down from 4.63 a month ago. And the 30-year is up just a fuzzy bit, up at 5.19% above a month ago at 5.18. So all of that is to say that the mortgage markets are very stable. They may be climbing back up again. The U.S. dollar still in trouble. The crude oil continues to climb. We're just going to have to pay more and more and more for gasoline. And, of course, that's all part of the plan. So with all of that, good morning, Vicki. I've got you on your landline this morning, having a little trouble keeping that Skype up.
Yeah, good morning. I don't know what's happening with it, but it's the same problem that I had last week, you know, where suddenly my video driver, something happens to it and stops working, and I get this old screen that looks like it's in safe mode.
Well, I'll see if I can't add you back in on Skype and we can bring up the sound quality. I'll call you on Skype now if you can see it and we can bring it up. It's ringing.
Oh, okay.
And let's see what we get. We've got a call in progress possibly. Ringing.
I answered.
You answered. Okay, hang up your other phone.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Do I still have you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now real well, Vicki.
Okay.
All right, great. Well, so we're up, we're running. Folks, if you haven't visited Vicki's website, it's www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. And when you open that website up, you'll find a link on the homepage, the Become Vocal Local link. And if you click on that, you'll open up a page called Become Vocal Local, titled that way. And on that, for today, we've got about, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 9, 10 items for you to look at. We're going to talk a little bit about this, the three futures, the TELUS Institute. Houston is bankrupt. We've got the Carlton Banks in here. So much more. Ted Turner. You know, what a puke that guy is. But anyway, we've got a lot on the plate. And so I'm just going to let you begin where you want to begin with this, Vicki. I looked at a lot of this material before we went on air. There's so much to talk about here. We'll just try and go. We'll let it go wherever it wants to go.
Yeah. Well, it might all seem like it's not related or not connected to each other, but everything on there is connected to each other, and I do believe it's probably my instincts say that what our government is fighting is really a psychopathic environmentalists in the form of Maurice Strong, Al Gore, Ted Turner, Mikhail Gorbachev, and they're really at the center of the dismantling of our world and the war on America.
Well, when you dial in somebody like Mikhail Gorbachev and Green Cross International and the Presidio and Al Gore and Bill Clinton and the Bushes, you can't, you know, don't separate that. They go golfing. They're all a bunch of butt buddies, you know. You know, you put them all together, even overnight. And folks, this stuff can eat you up. I just tell you, it really can. I've been receiving a bunch of material from the Republican National Committee and from the fellow named Conran, who's heading up the senatorial committee. They're looking for recruiting and sponsoring senators, Republican senators in the 2010 election. Did some homework on this guy. It ties back down to Trinity University in San Antonio, St. Mary's Law, Went through some of the educators there at St. Mary's. These guys are up to their necks in international law and terrorist law, how you handle and treat terrorists, and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's a really ugly puzzle that we're dealing with. We're dealing with some people that have a completely different worldview than we have, Vicki, and so it shouldn't be a surprise to us when we find out some of this stuff. But certainly for the benefit of the listeners, when we went into this Houston is bankrupt situation here, very interesting article. Tell us a little bit about that, and then maybe we'll just go from there.
Well, the reason why I included that is because how outrageous is it that Houston is bankrupt? And if you look at that guy's website, the other cities around our country, our economy is collapsing. And it's collapsing because of what the Congress did in terms of the trade agreements. And why did they agree to those trade agreements that were against the interests of the United States? They committed treason with those trade agreements. And most of the members in Congress who voted for those agreements are still there. And as far as it, you know, being just Al Gore and those people, the Republicans had to be in on this also. And I just bought this book. It's called The Gore Report on Reinventing Government. And I did find that the original government report is online, but I didn't find that out until after I bought this book. But what this book is the plans that Gore had for reinventing our government. It was called the National Program Review. National Performance Review.
National Performance Review. Hold it right there. We're going to come back in 3 minutes with our guest, Vicki Davis. Of course, your calls, folks, are welcome.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet. turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com.
cpanel.com.
The Intel Strike Report.
And then I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And we are back once again. Just for going into the break, Vicki, the brake bumps kind of got us and sucked up the title to that book. Why don't you give that out for the audience once again, this book by Al Gore.
Okay, the title of it is The Gore Report on Reinvention of Government. And what it is, it's the publication of a six-month study that they did on our federal government. And basically, I can tell you, in 6 months, all you can do is to compile a list of the government systems. That's basically all you could do in a six-month time frame. Because, I can't even imagine how many systems the government must have. Computer systems is what I'm talking about. And what this was is the inventory of computer systems that they supposedly looked at, analyzed, and decided to rewrite, replace, redesign our government. And as I look at this report, what I see is basically the wholesale privatization of our government. And it was an intentional, I believe, sabotage and treason. And I'm just saying it straight out. And I think any professional IT person, when they look at this report, the number of systems that they were looking at, the scope, they didn't have enough government employees to redesign the systems the way that they have them laid out here. So what they had to do was to hire contractors to do it. And IT systems are the power of government. They are the control. You can't run a big organization without your IT systems. And they basically turned them over to private corporations. Obvious.
Yeah, it raises in my mind the distinction between what we, the people, let's say, or if you're in the patriot movement or in the independent media movement, if you will, people who follow this genre of talk radio and this side of the internet. We try and think of our government and our country from the lens, if you will, of our founders, this idea of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. Our government is not run that way. Our government is a corporation. It's the United States, Inc. And so when they start looking at the IT side, the intelligent technology side of all of this, running this government, privatizing is not something that would be really even part of the discussion, so to speak, in that the whole thing is a private situation. I mean, we keep looking at government from the standpoint of being what we found in this GD piece of paper, as Bush called it. But this is a company. It's a corporation. And all of these subsidiaries, this is like the way that you would run any other corporation. And the problem here in this, Vicki, in my mind, part of the problem, certainly a tiniest part of all, is this old legal maxim, suppressio viri, the suppression of the truth, which constitutes a fraud and has for a long, long time. So
we're
not given the information out in front so that the people understand this transition. They're operating from behind the curtain, if you will, in this suppression of truth. And they're just running this business, but apparently the business model has failed, or it's just still in progress.
No, well, that's not entirely correct, Will. The bureaucratic structure of government, the core of government, prior to 1993, did operate under the rule of law. They did operate under the Constitution. Granted, they did have what they call government corporations, and they were moving in the direction of Nazi Germany, which was to have government corporations operating as a private business under the appearance of being a private business. But the core bureaucracy of government did operate within constitutional bounds. But what they did in this 1993, when they handed over the redesign of our government to these truly private corporations, private for-profit corporations, they were basically dismantling the remnants of a legal and constitutional government, and they moved to a fascist model. And it wasn't just the Democrats that did this, because there is no way they could have done this without the Republicans participating, both Republicans and Democrats operating as a team against the interests of our country.
Well, in 1980, I think it was 1982, when I was running for the Washington State House of Representatives on the Republican ticket, District 1, Position 1 in Washington State, I was privy to quite a bit of material, the platform manuals and all of the material that was coming out. Had the opportunity to get to meet and greet with Ronnie Reagan's. Never have personally met George Herbert Walker Bush, but a lot of this was on the table in those days as well. This privatization was the big thing, because that way we would be able to have a smaller government. We'd run more efficiently because government would be out of the picture more, and things would be operated on business principles. Again, a business model. So,
yeah, and what does that do? That makes us all slaves. The people that promoted this idea, like that damn little troll named Grover Norquist, make the government so small that he could drown it in a bathtub. Great. Turn the government over to a private profit-making corporation, and you're a slave, sucker.
That's it.
Pardon me. I'm so angry. I just.
I've got to laugh, Vicki, because this is the kind of stuff. This is it, folks. I'm telling you. When we go into these. Go into these inquiries and delve into the depths and the bowels of all of this, it is so completely different from the Tea Party kind of a mentality where, you carry your signs around and rule of law and all of that, it makes you feel good. And that's what it's all designed for. It's feel good. It's a steam valve. But on the other side of the coin, we've got something going on here that is so much bigger than that. That discussion is so tiny. It's so almost, if it wasn't the product of infantile paralysis of the mind, then I really don't know quite what it is. But, you know, we've discussed this APEC, this Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Agreement, or whatever they want to call it. We've talked about that on this broadcast, Vicki. We've looked into these various areas. We're going to go into this new one here today with this TELUS Institute, which in itself is just a, I mean, the title of it is telling. It tell us. This is the experts say. This is this whole dependency upon the scientific materialism that came out of the Gramsci School and others, you know, the Frankfurt School. You go back and just look at some of this stuff. This is in very much, it is very much a fascist model. But we've got a lot on the plate for today, folks. And if Vicki can hang in there, we'll get there. We'll be right back after this break. Everybody get a sip of coffee, eat a mint, and we'll be back in three.
Take a pill.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And we've returned once again. Okay. And so, once again, this is Become Vocal Local. Again, my name is William Roberts, visiting with Vicki Davis today. And there's this article here on the Become Vocal Local link on Vicki's webpage, channelingreality.com. This is a There's an executive seminary here. This was prepared independently of the city of Houston, it appears, by Lemur and Farber and Tom Roberts, no relation. They have an executive summary in here, but you can look at it for yourself. But basically they say that the city of Houston is financially broke, and it appears the mayor who takes office in January of 2010 may have to captain the city through bankruptcy procedures. And we have to understand in this, at least the way I see this, is that we still have this perception that when we deal with these fraudulent reserve notes, that there's actual money going on here. These are ledger entries. Can't be anything more than that. There's nothing backing any of it up. It's all on faith. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all on confidence, you know. But here, even in this executive summary, the fellow is talking about unexpected, that the city didn't expect these problems and that there was no way for them to anticipate this, and that they're now finding themselves in insufficient revenues. They talk about the comprehensive annual financial report of the city, and whether this is accurate or not, again, this is a private discovery and disclosure here. But if this is just typical of the other cities, you can imagine that when you have a fiat monetary system collapsing at the end of its 100-year run, we're going to see more and more and more of this. Are you there, Vicki? She's not back yet. Vicki decided that she was going to go and hang from the...
Oh, no, I'm here.
I was concerned, Vicki. I thought you'd gone into the garage.
No, I'm sorry. I was talking away, but the microphone was muted.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, California is bankrupt, too. I mean, they're paying their employees with script. And this was all predictable because of what they did to our economy. Once they started exporting corporations, they gave the what do they call that, most favored nation status to China. They flooded our markets with cheap products from China. They exported our technology jobs to India. They opened up our borders. They allowed our country to be flooded with illegal immigrants from Mexico and other places around the world. I mean, you know, this was a war on the American people. And all the while this was going on, we were distracted with stories about blue dresses and cigars. And
the IT, you know, the IT, it's the wave of the future. The real estate was just booming along merrily. I mean, I'd never been so busy in what little short career that I had in the design of subdivisions and expansion in that way. I mean, we were moving and grooving and booming. And so while everybody was captivated in the prosperity cycle, which was the obvious, the magician's other hand was under the table, and they were basically shoveling everything that they could out of the country into this Asia-Pacific economic system.
Right. Well, and I can't stress enough how important this report is that Al Gore did, because this was the plan basically to dissolve our nation, as I read it.
Well, give us the title again.
Huh?
Well, give the title again. It's important enough to mention.
Okay.
It's important for the people to write down because they want to look this up for themselves.
Okay, well, there are two titles. I found the report online, so you don't have to buy the book. The online report, and I have a link to it on my website. The title online is From Red Tape to Results, Creating a Government That Works Better and Costs Less. Okay, let me repeat that.
Please.
From Red Tape to Results, Creating a Government That Works Better and Costs Less.
So someone put that into their browser, right?
Yeah, no. but if you want to buy the paper book, it wasn't very expensive. I think it was like $6 or something. I got a used copy of it. It's called The Gore Report on Reinventing Government.
Well, we certainly had our ox gored with him, no doubt about it. And how as you've gone through and started to look at this, what you're seeing in here are definitive descriptions of those agencies that were being privatized and those systems that were being privatized at that time. Is that right?
Well, they don't say that. They don't say that exactly. What they do is they list all of the systems, and they talk about all of the initiatives for actually replacing the government, replacing the current manual and automated systems of government, just a wholesale restructuring of government, almost as if it was one corporation coming in and taking over another corporation and restructuring, redesigning everything.
Exactly. A holding company moving in, buying a majority of the or a minority of the stocks, and then basically gaining control or seizing control of the corporation. Talked about that earlier in the week. Now, from there and looking forward, we could move into this TELUS Institute, which is on, again, if you go to Vicki's website, www.channelingreality.com, click on the Become Vocal Local link on the home page. It'll open up, and then you'll see this TELUS Institute. Tell us about the TELUS Institute and why we should be aware of this, Vicki.
Well, the reason I included that is because this guy, Carlton Bartles, he was at Cantor Fitzgerald, and he went to Cantor Fitzgerald in about 1993, which is the same year that they started this whole reinvention of government, and his job at Cantor Fitzgerald was that he was designing and writing the greenhouse gas carbon trading system. And he had come from the TELUS Institute.
Okay.
And so I thought that was significant. When you look at those three futures that the TELUS Institute lay out.
Well, let's go through that for the benefit. We do have a lot of listeners out there that are on listening on low power AM and FM stations across America, our affiliates. For those that are not on the internet, when we talk about these three futures, first of all, they list or they castigate, if you will, the conventional world. Then, for the benefit of fear and the dialectic, they talk about barbarization. And then the third future is the Great Transition. And for all of the listeners out there and all of those on the internet who have gotten a dose of the Zeitgeist trio, the Trinity, this idea of the Great Transition is much along the same line. This is your basic standard Agenda 21 urban planning type of a scenario where, if you will notice and always be very careful when you look at this kind of futuristic utopian society, you're always looking at a very diminished population. You're looking at the blending. It really is a new feudalism in that you'll have something like a sustainable community, smart growth, new urbanism, and then it's surrounded by the three-field system once again. You've got little places where you can go out and have community gardens and so on and so forth, and it's all very holistic and very natural. But realistically, this can't happen either. So, but talk about it. What did you see in this? There's so much here. I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, well, that's okay. No problem. I don't care about thunder. Basically, these are the choices that we're presented with all the time, not in these words in particular. And it's really not three choices because they consider that our conventional world as it was is off the table. we can no longer live this way where we can actually have a warm house in the winter and a cool house in the summer, because, I don't know, that makes us greedy pigs or something to want to live comfortably.
Sure.
So that option is off the table.
Yeah, T-bone steak's not going to cut it, folks. It's all back to a bowl of rice. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, and I think what I'll do, Vicki, is play a clip that you've included on the page here. This is off by apparently Ted Turner. It's about global warming. It's also a very telling clip. Let's see if we can get it to run, and we'll just run with it. Let's see if we can get this to come up here. Not real big on all of this. Here we go, coming around, coming in. Let's see.
This not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees, we'll be 8 degrees hotter in 30 or 40 years, and basically none of the crops will grow, most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals, civilization will have broken down, what the few people are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan, and living conditions will be intolerable, the droughts will be so bad, there'll be no more corn growing, it will, not doing it is suicide. just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the two suicidal things, which are
nuclear
hanging on to our nuclear weapons
and globalization.
And then after that, we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born,
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
we're too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
There you go.
He that guy is nuts. That guy's out of his mind. He is our version of Maurice Strong.
Yeah.
And the reason why the image that we see here on the TELUS Institute, the barbarization of our country, that's the image that he was talking about with, you know, we're all going to be cannibals.
The idea of the concentration camp, you know, they've drummed this into the children. Everybody understands this. Folks, I'm looking right at the website in this barbarization. They ask the question, which future? Of course, they're going to frame the debate. They're going to give you three choices. You choose between these three. But the second one there is this idea of barbarization, and they've got a no trespassing sign up. They've got two apparently soldiers or militiamen, if you will, walking along. They've got some concertina laid out on the ground behind them. You can see in the background there's a walled city. There's fires burning on one side. There's people hunkered on the ground. And, of course, they've got those German shepherds. But the two military fellows, one of them's carrying a handgun. The other one looks like he's carrying an old, blunderbuss virtually over his shoulder. This is certainly not a picture with anything other than cartoon qualities. But it's all about terror. It's going to scare you to death. And the clip, you know, they talk about, well, why do we have global warming? Well, we have global warming because there's too many people. That's why we have droughts. That's why we have all these problems. There's too many people. And we've heard about this before from these clowns. You know, we can only wonder why they just don't go ahead and take the leap, you know, and show us what they mean. They just, you know, the Grand Canyon is right there, folks. Any of these clowns that want to reduce Earth's population could just go jump over. But it's never them. It's always us, you see. So this is the great dialectic. So, yeah, barbarization. But this is the scare factor. So if we live the way we live today, this is not sustainable. If we continue doing what we're doing today, then we're going to fall into this barbarous time period where it'll be cannibalism. We're just going to go around and beat each other up and shoot each other all the time, and all of the rule of law will break down. And so the only thing we can do is to move into this great transition.
Right. And the great, great transition is the 21st century, totally automated IT systems, transportation systems, totally smart world of the 21st century. Smart world only in the sense of automation, not if we allow this to happen.
Well, the words that they use here on the website, folks, I'll just read it. Great transitions envision, instead, a widespread rising of the world's citizens for a fundamental shift in the model of development. The conventional values of individualism, consumerism, and a domination of nature are gradually replaced by a new triad: solidarity, quality of life, and ecology. Solidarity becomes the foundation for a more egalitarian global civilization. Human fulfillment serves as the measure of well-being, displacing the narrow metric of gross domestic product. And ecological sensibility grounds the collective project of healing the earth, with a widening recognition that we have entered the planetary phase of civilization that takes us beyond nationalism. People seize globalization as an opportunity to forge a more cosmopolitan outlook and build transnational institutions of democratic participation within a context of global commitment. This is a pluralistic society that embraces diversity in regional cultures and multiple approaches to modernity. Over time, a sustainable, inclusive civilization emerges that allows humankind to thrive and prosper in a world of limits and planetary interdependence.
Oh, man.
I got to do it. We're going to market Oracle Host barf bags. We're going to get them out there because I know that's really the answer. This is the ticket. We've got to have barf bags for all.
That's right. That was Will's idea, is that to raise money for the station, we should get some bags, barf bags, and get them pre-printed with a message on them. I forget what the message was that we wanted to print on them, but you can hand it out to all your friends and relatives.
If you're sick and tired of this, puke.
Yeah. Here is your choice. Yeah. You either get up off the couch and do something, or this is your future.
Well, you know, it just, this is the kind of stuff, folks. This sounds so wonderful. I'm telling you, doesn't that sound good? But if you go back and you look at it word by word and line by line, you realize that this is just as insane as it can possibly get. Again, the only way that you're going to move into this great transition is to so thoroughly diminish the population so that you could actually manage them within this model, this new egalitarian society, this global egalitarian global civilization. You're going to have to reduce the population down to absolute bare bones minimums, get rid of everybody that has any disparagements in their income systems, and bring it back up with a complete indoctrination center from birth to completely wipe out about 6,500 years of historical development of man so that they can embrace this new model. And this
they want to start over. Just, you know, scrap everything and move into the world of George Jetson.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know how many people listening today might recall, but when I was growing up, they used to put out a little thing. It was called Etch-a-Sketch. There was two different versions of it. One was a box that was plastic box with a screen that was filled with carbon, and you had two little knobs, and you could make a little Etch-a-Sketch with your knobs by shifting them around. And when you were tired of it, you could just shake the box, and the carbon flakes, the graphite, would remove or erase what you'd written. Also, they used to have an inexpensive model like that. All it was a cardboard backing plate with a handle on it for the young person to hold, and then there was a piece of film, like a saran wrap, that went over the drawing surface, and you could draw on it, and when you were tired of your drawing or you were done and you wanted to do another one, you just lift up a corner and Etch-a-Sketch it away. And so what I'm seeing in this, Vicki, in the great transition, this new civilization, this is the Etch-a-Sketch of all that we are, everything that we have ever been, to make room for this new paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the conventional world is so mundane and so, what's the word, Will? They're so far above it, you know, these designers, these futurists, people like Ted Turner. I think they probably look at ordinary people and they really do hate us.
Well, look at it from the standpoint of somebody like this Roman Abramovich that I've pointed out to the audience in the past. He's a nouveau riche Russian Jew, grew up, started out with a little, he and his wife, his first wife, I don't know how many he's had now, started out with a doll factory, and they started doing quite well with it. But, you know, was pally-pally, buddy-buddy with Boris Yeltsin and the rest of them. Now he's in charge of basically Berobizan, the Jewish Autonomous Region, most of eastern Russia. He's like not a czar, a commissar, but he's more like a commissioner over all of that. But the man is listed as, I think he's number 51 in the list of the billionaires by Forbes. This guy's got yachts, I'm telling you. He's got homes. He's got he owns a soccer team over in England. Fantastic wealth, you know, unbelievable. And so when you live in that lifestyle, Vicki, and you look at somebody that's living in the Wally and June Cleaver America, or the disparaged Togo or Lesotho, yeah, there's a huge difference. Anyway, we'll pick it all up on the other side. I hope we're not going to be part of the ones that are going to be Etch-a-Sketched away, but that seems to be the plan.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And we have returned on our Thursday, October the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. We've always got good news, sorts, hard facts, certainly that. And from time to time, we can even advance a solution. I guess the only solution today is to get up on Vicki's website, www.channelingreality.com, and follow along on these various and sundry articles. We're going to go into a little bit with Ted Turner, Sam Nunn, announcing the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Well, what do you know about that, Vicki?
Right, and it's all in how you read it, right? Nuclear Threat Initiative. Convert or else. Mm-hmm. Barbarism or the future. The barbarism or utopia. Take your pick.
Well, you know, we've talked on previous broadcasts on Wednesdays with Daryl Eberhardt, and we went through a long series, Vicki, just kind of about as long as you and I've been on air together, in regards to the influence of the Vatican and stuff, but we went through the Inquisition, and of course the Inquisition folks lasted a very long time, and I really do believe it's still here with us today. It's evidence all around us. But when we think about this idea of convert or die and eradicating the heretics, just yesterday the usurper signed off on this appropriation bill that brings the hate crimes legislation forward. It's going to be against the law, I guess you will say, in this country to think. And so all of these various and sundries, all of the heretics are either going to have to convert to this new global climate system or die, flat out.
Right. Either, you know, get your chip, you know, if you're a person like myself, you know, I'll probably have to be chipped to make the mind stop working, or line up and get your shot. Take your pick. But this nuclear threat initiative that they announced was on January 8th, 2001. And it was basically a foundation. It is a foundation. It's still going on. And it's Ted Turner is involved with Sam Nunn and a couple of other politicians. And their whole, I've heard more about the nuclear threat during these past few years since 9/11 than I did in the whole prior time that I was growing up. You know, and except in school, of course, you know, where we did the duck and cover drills. But even then, they didn't. There was the nuclear threat, you know, with Russia. But apparently, Ted Turner and Sam Nunn thought that, you know, now that Russia or the Soviet Union collapsed, and we really didn't have that threat hanging out there, that they needed to create to not let that perception or that fear die.
Well, it's a very effective, because as long as you can hold the stick over people's heads, you know, we grew up understanding the story about the donkey and the carrots. You know, you can dangle a bundle of carrots in front of a donkey, and as long as the load in the cart is light enough, and as long as the road is flat enough, and as long as the donkey remains hungry enough, he'll actually pull that little cart. But when he is no longer hungry, or the road gets to be too steep, or the load gets to be too much, well, then the donkey stops. At that point, you go the other way, and then you pick up the stick. And so it's always either dangling the carrots over our head for the beer, bread, and circuses, and when that doesn't work, then they bring out the stick. And the big stick in this case is the threat of nuclear extermination of the planet. So it's always been that way in my life. That's the way it still is. And I guess Ted Turner, Sam Nunn would just as soon have it continue. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With Point
printed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back once again. Keep waiting for those other bumpers, but they're not there. So anyway, back to this article here off of the CNN.com U.S. News. Ted Turner, Sam Nunn announces nuclear threat initiative. This is an interesting article to read through, but there's a couple of telling paragraphs in it. One of them is this concept that the idea of nuclear holocaust, the nuclear threat, seems to have fallen off of most people's radar screens since the end of the Cold War, Turner said. And then he turns around with this. He says, Turner said that the threat of intentional nuclear exchange may indeed be diminished from Cold War era, but the threats posed by security issues and deteriorating control technology have increased, and the possibility of an accidental exchange is not out of the question. And so we now start at this time in 2001 to open the door to this unexpected or accidental or the precautionary principle or any of these things that we've learned from our study of Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59. It's the promotion of a culture of safety. And so this is important because where they're going with this, what I'm seeing in all of this, this idea that Sam Nunn responded or retorted that the emphasis of the foundation would be to reduce the pressure on the nuclear trigger in order to bring the nuclear issue down and build this new transparency and this new trust and this new means of verification and security, they needed to have another boogeyman. You're not going to get the captains of finance and industry and the military industrial complex to stop on what they had built for 50 years, which is the threat of nuclear exchange, even accidental nuclear exchange, unexpected nuclear exchange, without having another enemy. And so then they had to bring, just months later, this was put out in January, and in September, we got the boogeyman of Al-Qaeda and the threat of terrorism.
Yeah, well, do you see this this line in this article? It says, Nunn said the emphasis of the foundation will be to reduce the pressure on the nuclear trigger. I read this article as a threat. They are the ones that are threatening the nuclear trigger. And the threat is you either redesign your society, you redesign for utopia, or else.
Well,
our military has been over in the Middle East blowing up those people when they had nothing to do with it, you know. It's they need to look for the terrorists right here in this country, and they need to look for them in the boardrooms.
And unfortunately, I mean, the search is not going to be difficult. We're not going to have to find some raghead, you know, dragging a dialysis machine and hiding in a cave. These people, like you say, they're in the boardrooms, and they're right out in front. You know,
I can give you a hanging list right today.
That's it. That's exactly right. Let's go into this next one here. Let's see if I can do this. All right, go drop over to this one. You go ahead and start while I load it up.
Okay, the very interesting on that guy Carlton Bartles, who was working for Cantor Fitzgerald, that was the target of the 9/11 attacks, or would appear to have been one of the targets. On September 4th, 2001, they had a demonstration project of the Cantor Fitzgerald CO2e carbon-based trading system, which is very, very interesting timing. And as I've said before, that people that live in the IT world, they think in the world of symbolics, because all the logic in a program is all symbolic logic. And whenever I've heard, as I've studied this stuff, I just simply translate the carbon trading system, carbon and greenhouse gas and all of that, to mean people.
Exactly.
Because we are carbon beings. And if you couple that with Ted Turner's too many people using too much stuff, nuclear threat initiative, and the three scenarios presented by Telus and the system designed by a guy from Telus that was at Cantor Fitzgerald, I see a picture there.
I
you
do
know.
Too, and the way that you're bringing it out now that we've gone through all of these documents makes it even more profound. You've really put together some of the players behind the scene, and the idea of going after the Trade Center complex and building number 7 especially, but not principally, I should say, not especially, but additionally, that idea is getting rid of one system of global finance, the World Trade Center, and creating a new system of global finance, this idea built around carbon, climate change central, carbon credit system. Instead of having something like a digital currency, we move into something of a carbon currency, a basket of currencies in its place.
Right, and on my website, I didn't include this, and this is something that we should probably talk about sometime, is that on my website, I have a something that I wrote called Full Throttle Reverse. And the reason, what I kept seeing that I didn't really have words to explain was the deconstruction of our society, of our government, of our life. Just the wholesale deconstruction. And for a couple of years, I struggled with that. And that is that I had this concept in my mind, but I didn't have words for it. But once I was able to describe it as full throttle reverse, which is re-engineering, actually, re-engineering and deconstruction of our entire society, then I was able to write this piece called Full Throttle Reverse for the Reverse Engineering of Civilization.
Yes.
And the whole concept, in order to reconstruct an existing society or civilization like ours, to reinvent it, you basically have to deconstruct it first and then build it anew.
I think it was Cazidière who said in France right around 1850s or thereabouts, he said, gentlemen, he said, your tools are disorder. And from these, you must create order. And this is the beginnings of this idea of this order out of chaos. After they destroyed basically everything in Western Europe, they had to rebuild a new society. And now here we are, 150 years later, doing the same thing again. Gentlemen, in order to build anew, we're going to first have to destroy. We're going to have to destroy out of the mind of man everything, like we said earlier in the broadcast, everything that it has taken to build us, all of our customs, our tongues, our tribes, and our creeds, and get rid of all of that. Etch a sketch it away and replace it with this new paradigm. Well, things are shifting for it, folks. It's an interdependent world. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we're back once again on Become Vocal Local, just trying to keep our minds wrapped around this very difficult topic. Folks, if you have anything you'd like to add to the conversation, feel free to call in the Austin, Texas area. Our call-in number is 512-904-8014. Love to hear your points of view. And internationally, around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. I'll just toss the ball back to you, Vicki.
In that article that I have, Full Throttle Reverse, I have a link to an article on the World Bank about the carbon trading system. Okay, I'm just going to read a little bit of it. It says, the study said a worldwide market in CO2 trading was worth more than $10 billion in 2005. That's 10 times the value of 2004. To put that figure in perspective, the entire U.S. wheat crop in 2005 was valued at $7.1 billion. The data makes it clear that carbon is now a financial commodity. Carbon is now priced, and business managers take the carbon price into consideration along with other factors in making business decisions. Okay, it says this market is the brainchild of the Kyoto Protocol for controlling greenhouse gas emissions. Carbon gases emitted mainly from burning oil, gas, and coal that are driving perilous climate change. Okay, so what are they saying there? They're talking about a market trading nothing. Nothing of any value. It's like
It's a transition from the objective to the subjective. When we go into something like looking at something like carbon dioxide, first of all, they're talking about carbon dioxide emission. In other words, it's already been given up from whatever source it came from, and so now it's just out there floating around. So you're absolutely right. It goes back to the idea of the king's clothes again. Here we are standing butt naked at this time in human development. They've got an agenda on the plate that has absolutely no credibility, and now we're going to finance it with more puff and smoke, really, literally, almost absolutely, as compared to the fiat dollar system. And so we could have an endless amount, a superabundance of carbon dioxide and carbon credits in a never-ending spiral of subjective values.
Yeah, they're trading vapor, and they're making it profitable to destroy our civilization.
There you go.
And that's what the reverse engineering of civilization is about.
And look at the antithesis with gold and silver. I mean, you know, you look at the precious metals and people are, you know, we all the time, every morning, and even including this morning, I was looking on Bloomberg and we have this little change, this little tick in the price of gold right now, and the little uptick in the dollar, the U.S., specious USDX, another just numbers, digits, folks, nothing else, digits. It's nothing more than just electronic numbers in an exchange. And so we have people flooding out of these various dollar-denominated assets into something tangible like gold or silver in the face of this emerging, completely specious carbon credit trading system.
Yeah, it contributes nothing. It's destroying our economy. The whole scheme, you know, if you take and follow the timeline and all of the initiatives since Bush 41, well, actually since Reagan, but especially in particular in the 90s when Clinton and Gore got in office, that's when this whole regime really started rolling. And it's basically Washington, D.C. joined the international system, and they've been making war on the American people ever since.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Well, where do we go next?
Well, the systems that, you know, I started out researching the systems because the systems are the controls. I mean, whoever controls the systems controls the government. And one of the things that I discovered that I thought was really interesting, and I just recently discovered this, is that Governor Tom Ridge, our first director of Home Scam Security, in 1995, he outsourced his entire government to a company called Unisys. And basically what he was doing is privatizing the state of Pennsylvania, you know, basically turning it over to private control.
So this is the section, the spy on your desk, if I infer correctly.
Yeah, I couldn't make up my mind. Do I want to call that the spy on your desk or the bastards are watching, which is what Tom Ridge said when he resigned as governor to become the home scam security director. Apparently, in front of the legislature, he held up a sign that said, "The bastards are watching."
Hmm.
And which is really an interesting thing to me, because it says, you know, they're spying on us, and that, what, who would that be? That would be the satellites, I believe. The issue that I had was, who is spying on us? Is it communist China? But something interesting about Ted Turner. Ted Turner was a private businessman who, you know, got started with a little station in Atlanta, Georgia. He was the first one that I know of to actually use satellite technology to create the superstation. So he was a pioneer in the privatization of satellite technology.
Well, we spoke about that. Now, we've got one of the hosts, the founders of this network, Lee Rogers, has had a considerable series of broadcasts in regards to the Apollo moon missions and whatnot, and I followed in and added my 2 cents worth on one of my broadcasts. This idea about going to the moon and back, or going to Phobos or some other place and back, largely, in my opinion, these are things that we cannot do. I don't believe that we can penetrate the thermosphere and have anything functional on the other side. I don't believe that we can go through the ionosphere and have any life left on the other side. And once you get out past the immediate atmosphere of the planet Earth, the outer space becomes more and more hostile as you go. And the longer you're away, the greater the risk. And all of the various technologies that would be necessary just to either keep IT functional, things like hydraulic fluid, things like silver solder, semiconductors, all of that are all at extreme risk. I mean, the weight of a device, either concrete or lead shielding or some other kind of super exotic shielding that would be necessary to keep it from having electrons just piercing everything. And once you get out away from the atmosphere, all that's nonsense. It's a smokescreen. What's really happening is all of this low Earth orbit, orbiting satellites that they're using to set up. We talked about it before, this cadastre, the idea of the GIS, GPS global governance scheme, and perhaps here what Tom Ridge was saying, when the bastards are watching us, what they're talking about is it's not government, it's the corporations. And the corporations run this whole planet through all of their various investments that they've made in technology, satellite technology, and they have removed themselves comfortably about 100 and some miles above our heads. Well, we'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
We return once again right here on Become Vocal Local, and the idea of who are the bastards or batards would be one way of saying it politely, but who are the batards that are watching us becomes a very interesting question. Of course, we can look back to the Inquisition, the Dominicans, and the Jesuits and the others, St. Ignatius Loyola and their army. They had intel, probably the most sophisticated intel that ever was. But when we look at batard, it's an interesting term, bastard. It's the illegitimate offspring, and we can think of the illegitimate offspring of government, a constitutionally limited form of representative government or national governments and nationalism. If we look at it from the standpoint of illegitimate children, then certainly these new creations, these new corporate creations that are usurping the government, could be these very batards. But what did you get out of this? You've got Unisys, KPMG, some material here on Pennsylvania, Vicki?
Yeah, well, they're privatizing. The United Nations doesn't really exist. It doesn't exist in the sense that there is no, it's just an organization, an association. They don't have any land or any citizens or anything. I mean, it's just an organization. It's an idea.
It's a platform.
And so the power that the United Nations has is in the money that they have to spend that's donated to them and in the cooperation that they get from the corporations. And it's the agenda of the corporations for this utopian world that they're implementing.
And the fact that they don't meet any one place at any one time. They're meeting at all times in all places simultaneously, some 4,000 or more meetings a year. This is one of the real powers that they have. And because they're so built like a corporation, they've got all of these organs, like Bichat used to say, the physiologist that was Auguste Comte's inspiration for his system of the positive philosophy and positive polity, but this idea of all this multitude of bodies and organs and secretariats and heads and all of that makes it almost impossible to track.
And that is the communist system. That's what is so insidious about the communist collectivist system. Is because the real power is in the Soviets that are outside of government, but the network of people outside of the government, but they actually control the government.
Exactly.
It's kind of like they're the shadow government, the power behind the throne, so to speak.
And they only come together occasionally as the Politburo, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. What I got out of this thing with Tom Ridge. Tom Ridge is not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but what he did was a visual display, and then of course when he went to home scam security, what is the agenda there? The agenda is all of these fusion centers and all of the smart border technology. It was a consolidation of power to complete the reinvention of government in terms of law enforcement, the security state. It was easy to reinvent the government in the administrative areas, the procurement, stuff like that. But in the security area, law enforcement is kind of a protected bubble, as it needs to be able to do its function. So what I see with them moving Tom Ridge into home scam security is that that was the insurgent leader to force the to enable the reinvention of government, the consolidation of process within law enforcement.
And this, he started when he was the governor of Pennsylvania in 95, is that right?
Well, in 95, he turned over the state government to Unisys.
Okay, and tell us
what that was after a study was done by KPMG. And I'm sure I mentioned this the last time. KPMG is a Swiss consulting firm, and they are doing these studies all over the world, the same kind of studies like this report, this Al Gore report. And basically, they come up with the same recommendations no matter who they do the study for. Because these are global systems, and the ideas being implemented are being implemented all over the world.
You have the Uniform Law Commission. You've got the World Court. You've got the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. You've got the World Court. Where is it, in Belgium? Where's the beast computer? The big computer is sitting someplace. We've got a lot of these black nobility countries that seem to have emerged as the leaders of this new century here. And the United States is worse than just the tail wagging the dog. We're under attack.
Yeah, we are under attack. And the thing is that our media is controlled and nobody is talking about this. And I honestly, I don't know how many people really understand it. You know, I don't know that I'm not saying that I understand everything, but I understand a lot of it.
Well, looking at it from this particular angle, I mean, if we can really give the audience anything on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's to wake them up to this side of things and then provide some documentation where they can go and start, you know, so that we can get out of this myopic nonsense, you know, it's the Jesuits, it's the Jews, it's the Zionists, it's religion or something like that. We need to get smart here. We need to start moving forward. We can't afford to have any more time wasted, like, you know, following the bullhorn boy and standing outside shouting at buildings. That's about as non-productive as you could possibly be. But there are things that are happening at levels far above our heads, not just from the satellite technology, but also from a mental standpoint. You know, when we find out who these people have learned from, here's a way I'll just say it this way. If you're thinking of going to a university, if you're going to study something, you don't pick a college, you pick a professor. You go to that professor. You sit at Plato's feet. You go and find Socrates. You go find whoever it is that, you know, go see Aristotle, go see Cicero. I don't care where they're teaching. And they may move from place to place. They may be an adjunct professor here and then another one over there. And so we look at the institution, we go to the university, but what we really need to do is be focused on the professors, and these are the professors that we're bringing out on this broadcast, who are the people who are actually creating this stuff behind the scenes, and these are the ones that are not being discussed in the public media.
Right. I think you could say that it's the utopians versus people that live in the real world. And there are people like us that are think that they're helping, you know, fight off the evil government and, you know, But their agenda is actually part of the utopian world. They just don't realize it. So that's why it's really, really important to understand the agenda and understand their strategic initiatives that lead to the utopia that will never happen. It will never happen unless you want to just, you know, murder off, you know, most of the world's population, or you know, the real world of how real people need to live and how things really operate.
Well, there was a big shift in the 50s, and I picked it up studying the economics. When we transferred in our minds, it was basically through education, we transferred in our minds from need to want. There once was a time where we focused most upon needs, and from the standpoint of the things that someone needs, there is the possibility that you could almost become self-sufficient, although self-reliance is a better terminology. When you enter into the idea of trying to satisfy human wants, you open up Pandora's box because it's an unending list of things that one might want. And so from the standpoint of government, from the standpoint of media, by always bringing out wants, oh, we want Medicare, we want Medicaid, we want Part B, we want cheaper pharmaceutical drugs, we want to have better schools, we want to have prettier downtowns, we want to have view sheds and vista corridors and preserve the historic growth and all of this other nonsense. You start throwing in all of the wants in this, and it just gets the people so confused that they lose track of and lose sight of what they need, and as a result, the rug is coming out from underneath us. Well, we're right up against the break. We'll pick it up there on the other side, folks. Stay with us. Your calls are welcome.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't.
So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we've returned for our final segment of today, visiting again with Vicki Davis. It's channelingreality.com. And before we run right up to the end of the second hour, Vicki, I want to just thank you again. I know this is not pleasant stuff to talk about. You get up very early out there and on the left coast almost, but fortunately you've got a mountain range between you and the insanity. But this whole idea of this broad sweeping transformation and some of these international corporations like KPMG, all of this, it is enough to boggle the mind, and it really eats you up, folks. And so you've got to ground yourselves. I certainly strive to do that. Ground yourselves in as much of what is real and is beautiful, and get outside from time to time and shut the computer off and walk away from it. Or this stuff can actually eat you up. I know other hosts that have gone into mental collapse on it, but we hope that doesn't happen with you, Vicki, and such a treasure. This material is so unique, you know. But let's close out the day's broadcast on this page, and let's just kind of take it where you need to go for the audience.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to say that because all of this is so obscure, everybody needs to evaluate what you're doing compared to the I'm a heretic. I'm against the utopian vision because I don't consider it to be realistic, and I think it's really wrong to murder off the most majority of the world's population. So that's my point of view. And so when you're working on things and you're trying to help, compare what you're doing against the utopian vision. You need to find out what the utopian vision is and compare what you're doing. Are you helping the utopian vision, or are you working against it? And I'm working against it.
Well, there's one in particular locally that I was able to expose here on air. I had one of their mouthpieces come on air with me, a man named Galen Chadwick, this idea of the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance. They're associated right off their own website with this English group, the Totness Group. And if you continue to dig into it, you find guys like Robert Rubin popping up with the electric cars. They are free with the use of sustainable and sustainability and sustainable development and all of that. And it sounds so wonderful. It sounds so seductive. And it sounds like this is really what we need to do, is to focus on becoming more self-reliant, you know, and feeding the people, the well-fed neighbor and all of that. But reality says that what they're doing basically is they're just approaching this utopian existence from another angle and getting people sucked into it. It happens in the planning and zoning commissions in all of the counties across America on a regular basis. It happens in your churches. It happens in your food, co-ops and places like that. It's all the old Birkenstock, hippy dippy weatherman stuff, but it's dusted off and it's brought out again in this new century. But now they're really moving forward, and they've got teeth, they've got money, they've got the eyes in the spot, the spies in the sky.
Eyes in the sky?
Yeah, they got the big eye of Horus in the sky looking down on us all. And, they are really closing the gap. So we do need to be very careful. We need to look at the things that we advocate, the things that we think we believe in, and compare them up against these yardsticks, make some internal decisions. Are we actually looking for this kind of a utopian existence? Is there a difference between the individual and the collective? And if there is a strong difference between the individual and the collective, which way do you think is the road or the path to freedom? Individual freedom or collective freedom? Actually, I should say individual freedom or collective liberty. The greatest good for the greatest number. The happiness principle, as we share on this broadcast. So there's a lot of discussion here. We've got one last little bit. Let's go into that. This idea of blending or merging the medical institutions with the education system.
Well, that was part of one of the KPMG initiatives, and it makes sense, you know, because the welfare system deals with families with children. So from a systems standpoint, it makes sense to move the healthcare and welfare facilities into the schools. But basically, it's a takeover of the family by the state when you do that. And that's what Representative Sam Rohr investigated and in Pennsylvania, because, you know, as a private corporation, when they're doing their normalization and design, computer systems design, they were designing it for efficiency of process, and that makes sense from that standpoint. But from a family standpoint, a society standpoint, it makes no sense whatsoever, and it's a threat to the family. And that kind of design, that kind of collectivization, that's what collectivization is all about. And the design of computer systems is systems engineering. And the reason why I can see all of this stuff is because that's what I did for a living. I didn't realize that I had been trained in collectivism until I started researching all of this stuff, you know, and I just, you know, it was like an oh my God revelation.
Yeah, this is kind of the same way that I came to it, probably the same way that a lot of the people out there have come to this, a wake up call, when I realized that through architecture and urban planning and land use planning and all of the things that I was doing, I was basically advancing the agenda. Once I started to get my first taste of Agenda 21, of course, no one ever told me about that. It was Michael Shaw, really, that from Freedom Advocates that really got me on the Agenda 21 rabbit trail. But, you know, here I am out there basically just advancing this system. And when I saw it, I had to turn from it. I had to put it down and walk away from it. That was something I could no longer do. And imagine that we've got a lot of people out in the listening audience that have these aha experiences where you realize all of a sudden that what you're doing for a living is helping to destroy our civilization. And so these are really, really difficult issues. But there couldn't be anything more profound. Some things that are not obvious are not always profound, but there couldn't be anything really more profound than this idea of the medicalization of the schools. Because when we start to come down at that level, we open up a door from which we just really simply can't close. Tracking and tracing from childhood, and the whole idea of it's by diet, by injections, and by injunctions, and by actual mental propaganda. You know, you deliver your little boys and girls, your sons and your daughters, over to the school system early in their life, in the very beginning years. But what you get back is a monster, a human being, a politically socialized creature that at graduation, and you no longer can recognize them.
Yeah, and that's the, yes, they are coming into our homes, and Obama's latest initiative to rebuild the energy grid, to make it a smart grid, and smart meters and smart thermostats, that's all to control, to limit your power usage. They are coming into our homes, and you've been inducted into the service of this fascist corporation at the world government level. And I would like to hear some American politicians tell me that they understand this. I'm not hearing it.
Well, I spent an hour of my time yesterday evening, or maybe it was the night before last, listening to Congressman Roy Blunt, his conference call for the 7th District. And it was sad, Vicki, to hear the people's questions that were they were asking questions of the congressman who's running for Senate to take Kit Bond's place. But it was sad to hear the questions because they're asking all of the talking points right off the television set. No one was really addressing anything that was critical, nothing fundamental, none of these things. It's just the talking points that they got from the talking heads who were reading the scripts who were that were written for them by these very people and these various think tanks. And so bad news all the way around. Again, I thank you for coming on with us again, Vicki. I hope we can get it together and come back again on Tuesday and keep this thread going. It's so vitally important. Folks, do visit the website, channelingreality.com. If you have a chance and over the weekend, download some of this material, read it, open these articles, follow the links. These articles are all filled with hot links. Expand your mind to what's really going on out there. We have a very, very serious and dire situation. At the same time, until tomorrow, thanks for listening and good day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com.
cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.